DW.
There's a smell of sulfur on the air, and a pair of crows circle in the heavy updraft. We're standing in cold drizzle, but Patrick Sarotti has a smile on his face. The 25-year-old gamekeeper is happy to be up here at the 3,469-metre summit of the Nyiragongo volcano.
The sound you're hearing comes from the lava lake of Nyiragongo. It is always there, every second of every day.
Right now, there's not much of a view. Thick fog hangs over the top of the volcano.
The fog will disperse later. Then you'll be able to see the lava lake.
Patrick warms himself in front of the fire in a small hut the rangers use to cook in. There are more huts for tourists close by, but they're empty right now. Patrick is with his colleague, Diogracias Matamane. The pair usually climb the volcano with tourists about 3 times a week. They are two of around 600 rangers in the Virunga National Park, and their job is dangerous. Over the past 2 decades, more than 140 rangers have been killed while on duty. The government is supposed to investigate these murders, but in reality, that rarely happens. Diogracias is well aware of the risks he's taking.
Of course we expect a fight at any time. If you die in a battle like that, it's God's will.
Patrolling the park, the gamekeepers often have to march for hours, constantly on their guard. The rangers don't just have militia to deal with. There are also poachers looking for ivory, baby gorillas and chimpanzees, as well as timber. They don't want the rangers to spoil their lucrative trade. But a few zones in the national park are fairly safe, Diogracias says.
We don't have problems in this area anymore. We beat all the militiamen here.
Being a Virunga ranger is a demanding job. Despite the danger, thousands of people apply for every 100 or so positions that come available. Patrick says it's the steady paycheck that attracts applicants.
There are hardly any jobs in the Democratic Republic of Congo. People don't have choices. I know the risk myself, and yet, here I am.
Patrick has twice fought off poachers, but despite having 2 young children at home, his wife hasn't asked him to give up the job.
She's proud of my profession. In fact, she's often the one who encourages me to keep going. She says there's no shame in dying for your country. It's better than staying home and dying from malaria.
Diogracias, also a father of two, has his wife's blessing as well.
It was her idea that I could become a ranger. I didn't have a job and was wondering what I could do. The job at the national park was a possibility, and she said, if it's a job, do it.
Back on top of the volcano, Patrick walks to the very edge of the crater. It's pitch dark now and the fog has lifted. The lava lake glows in the darkness. Tiles of solid basalt swim on the surface, creating a spiderweb pattern of black and luminous red.
Everyone has to see this once, and those who have need to tell others about it. Just because it's unbelievably beautiful, you have to see it yourself.
The threats they face haven't taken away these men's wonder at the natural world they're working to protect. DW.